someone might knock on the door and want to have a word, and they start talking, and the manager might say, well, look, just before you go on, just tell me what you're trying to achieve here, and what's the end result you're trying to aim for, and the person will say whatever it is that it might be, and then the second question might be, well, what are some of the barriers that are getting in the way of that? And so we're reducing down 45 minutes of perhaps potential whinging to just what the core barriers are. And then what are your options? And they might say, well, that's why I'm coming to you. And say, well, if I wasn't here, what might be your options? And being plural, we're actually wanting people to come up with several options. And then what do you need to do next? Well, that might go on for a bit longer than that, what I'm suggesting here. But the whole idea is to start getting the employee to think about the problem themselves and to be able to walk out of there a little more optimistic and a little more enabled to solve their problem. So that would be something done that would be coaching, but it would be done in a very reactive way because, of course, the manager wasn't expecting them to knock on the door at the time.
Mm. The benefits of that approach are really obvious, but I wonder if some people might worry that they may end up sounding slightly unnatural or even patronising in that kind of coaching conversation if they're not used to using those questions to draw out some thinking from the team member. What are some tips for a manager who might feel like that?
You're right. Some people feel uncomfortable about asking these sort of questions. So I often think one of the tips that I would give a manager is to actually say to the person, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions so that I understand this a bit better? And of course, the person's going to say, no problem, go ahead. And of course, then it gives the manager a license to go into the sort of format that I suggested just then. So that would be a good question to ask up front. And I think anyone can do that.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the Mind Tools Club.